a sound that really did seem to come right from the heavens. So now imagine this, the new Roman Missal and this music, Chris Miller's music, coming to complement the changes in the words and really uniting earth and heaven. And I've been reading a number of articles in a wonderful bulletin called the Adoramus Bulletin that really explains the church's effort to bring back what was always a focus of this act, this great act of our most sublime worship, the sacrifice of the Mass, and that time that we spend in worship where earth actually does unite with heaven. So if you were with me during the playing of the Kyrie, you heard it in the vernacular, the English language, but the English language never, never sounded so beautiful, so sublime. 1-888-322-8465, 1-888-3-CATHOLIC. Are you ready to welcome the changes in the worship of the sacrifice of the Mass in the Catholic Communion? Chris, tell me about whatever brought you to produce music like that. Were you up in heaven during summer vacation when everyone else was at the beach?
I've been working as a choir director for a long time, for 12 years, and I've written a lot of music for my choir to sing. And I was very...
And what parish is this?
It's the Church of Notre Dame on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. It's the parish that's associated with the Columbia University campus ministry. And so I have written music for the campus choir. I've written music for the parish choir. And I studied music composition in college, so it's something that I... not only do because I love to do it, but also because I have a lot of training, and it's, you know, everybody wants to do something that they feel qualified to do. So composing music is something that I enjoy and have trained to do. And in this particular case, I knew that the new translation was coming. And I
now, how much in advance? Like, did you know when the rest of us found out that the new translation was coming, or did you know way in advance since you're involved with the liturgy?
Yeah, the church, the community of church musicians has been talking about this for probably a year and a half or more than that. I had a draft of the 2008 revised changes, which were then sent to Rome and re-revised by the Vox Clara committee there. And then there was this whole big kerfuffle about whether the 2008 version or the 2010 version was better, and I was reading about those things. And once the text was finally settled in, I thought, well, this is something that I want to look at because first, as a choir director, I want to be able to explain to my choir what's different and why. And then I took a class on the changes in the Missal so that I could be available to my parish or anybody else to do the same thing, to try to explain what has changed and why, and also just because I wanted to know myself. And because I work as a musician, I thought that the particular skill that I have developed and share with my singers of trying to bring beauty to the liturgy, it would be particularly appropriate to try to bring beauty to these texts. I mean, the texts themselves are more beautiful, they're more faithful to Latin, and I thought that rather than try to rework old settings that already exist in English, it would just be better to start from scratch. And plus, I don't know, I'm not particularly fond of a lot of the current settings in English anyway. I don't think that they really do what the liturgy is supposed to do. They don't lift us up. They just kind of leave us where we are. And, what's the point of going to Mass if you're just going to walk out of church the same person that you were when you came in? You know, what happens at Mass, like you said, this whole heaven and earth meeting, like that doesn't happen in the rest of your life. It doesn't happen even when you're at home with your kids and you love your kids. It doesn't happen. Heaven and earth don't meet when you kiss your wife or you give your kid a hug. But they do.
Chris,
in
your
church.
Wife is listening.
Yeah, well, I mean,
when you kiss your wife, heaven and earth, maybe for her. It
well,
does.
I mean, I love her, but it's sacramental, but it's a different kind of thing. And so the whole experience of the Eucharist and the consecration, you know, that's why we go to Mass. We can't do that ourselves. We go there because the priest who's been ordained does that with the cooperation of God and his grace. And this is a unique experience in our quotidian lives, even though we do it every Sunday or some of us do it every day. And so I thought that, and this is not an original idea to me, but that the music at Mass shouldn't sound like anything else, because what we do at Mass isn't like anything else.
Or shouldn't be like anything else.
Right.
And I think in our deepest, deepest longings, we worship because we want something more than ordinary life, than everyday life. And so we really do want to be lifted out of ourselves. We really do want to be lifted up into heaven, into the presence of God. And some of the reading that I was doing, they even pointed out that some of the prayers whose words have changed, like the smaller part has changed for those of us who are the congregation. I understand that actually the prayers of the priest are where we're going to hear even more changes and reestablish the beauty of the use of the English language rather than making it so flat. But it was pointed out that prayers like the Gloria or the Holy Holy, the Sanctus, that these prayers actually are prayers of the angels. And so clearly we're using the words of the angels spoke and sang to help to lift us up to heaven. I remember learning as a child that at the Mass, heaven and earth do unite, but you want to feel that too, to actually experience that. And so these efforts on the part of the church and on the part of musicians like yourself actually do that. You know, the Kyrie, that short piece of music that you let us share in just now, it touched the deepest longings of my heart for God's mercy. And in expressing it through your music in the prayer in that way, there was in me also a confidence of being heard and a confidence that God's love would meet this deep longing in my heart. And so that's what I want to feel. That's what I want to experience when I pray. And your music in the Kyrie did that. So I'm wondering now if we could hear the prayer of the angels, the Gloria, and to hear the words they spoke in their prayer and something I think you've captured exactly, the sound. This must have been the melody they were singing that night when they proclaimed the Gloria because Christ had taken human flesh and come to be with us. So let's hear a bit of the Gloria.